This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back to it. Efforting David Urban. We're supposed to link up here. And we'll have him on momentarily, I believe. He just picked up. So Margo's going to patch him through. So much to get into as the world seems to be in a very interesting place. So there is that. Anyway, 866-391-1020. By the way, be cool. All those stories that we do see about here's the warning for pets, here's the warning for kids, here's the warning for being out in the heat and National Weather Service, like I see the guy on right now. Yeah, heed those, please. All right, we welcome in right now because we got so much happening in the world. David Urban joins. West Point grad, 101st Airborne, Bronze Star recipient, was in Desert Storm, part of Trump's President Trump's 2020 Advisory Committee, and he joins right here on KDK. Hi, David. How are you?
Colin, you left out two most important parts. Yinzer from Aliquippa, baby.
Let's go. all right, so... What happened the other night and what happened to Iran, do you think that eventually Iran had nefarious intentions, David?
Yeah, listen, Colin, I think anyone who kind of reviews the history, right, you go back and look at 40-plus years ago, the seizing of the U.S. embassy, the taking of hostages in Iran, and subsequent, you know, following that, all the terrible things the Iranians are responsible for, the Iranian regime is responsible for, and the bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, right? The bombing in Khobar Towers, the killing and assassination of so many other U.S. servicemen around the world during Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, the Iranians were the architects of these really very, very fatal explosive, improvised explosive devices. They're penetrating armor and killing our servicemen. So yeah, they definitely had ill will and bad intentions with their nuclear program. I mean, they've got oil squirting out of the ground there, right? So I'm not quite sure why they need to have nuclear power.
Is the proof in all of this that Iran has no clear allies, even as they essentially want to pick fights with different people and stand against the United States, that nobody stood with them?
Yeah. You know, Colin, I think you're exactly right. I think you nailed it there. Look at, you know, the Russians have been their ally traditionally in a lot of things, and they were largely silent during all this. And so I think they were on an island by themselves. I think that the world feared a nuclear Iran because of their proxies, right? The Houthis in Yemen, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Palestine. So people have seen what those proxies are capable of doing. The IRGC, the deadly military arm of the Iranian government, funding those groups through different sources and taking a toll on American lives. And so if Iran were able to get a nuclear weapon, it would be really, really bad for its neighbors, right? Or for Israel and its neighbors there, and for the world. God only knows what would have happened. And I think that President Trump did the right thing. Limited strikes, very powerful strikes, saying, look, we are going to take this nuclear weapon capability off the table. We don't want it to have regime change. That's up for your own people. We don't want to start a larger land war here. We're just telling you, you can't have this nuclear program. If you don't want to come to the table and discuss it, right? No inspectors have ever been let into the country. I mean, it's a joke. And so I think what Donald Trump did.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's completely common sense. You're going to take it, whack it, take it out, or seriously degradate their capability so they can't do it in for the next generation or so. So. You know, bravo to Trump for having the guts to do that.
Do their attempted strikes on Qatar sort of end the United States involvement for now?
Yeah, I think, you know, Colin, if you saw what happened, right, the Iranians gave everybody notice that we're going to shoot missiles at U.S. bases in Qatar, right? Better get out of the way, everybody, right? And then they shoot some missiles, they land there, they don't harm any Qataris, they don't harm any U.S. servicemen. And so I think the story may, you know, that allows the Iranians to save face domestically. They could put out stories how they rocketed. I'm sure internally in Iran, there are probably stories about how they shot rockets and destroyed things in Qatar, right? And unfortunately, most of the people there are walled off from the truth. And so just like the Hermit Kingdom in North Korea. And so I think that this story will wind down and give the Iranians an off-ramp here to kind of sit back and negotiate now if they want to, negotiate some sort of peace moving forward. Otherwise, they're going to continue to get pounded by Israel and the United States.
David Urban joining right now. David, how worried should people be about Iranians or radical Iranians in America already?
Listen, yeah, so I saw this some statistics last night that said there are roughly 750 people from Iran, of Iranian descent who crossed the border illegally and were let in kind of the country in the past 4 years during the Biden administration. Look, obviously that's cause for concern when people cross our border illegally and are here and we don't know what their intentions are. That causes me concern. Do I think that the U.S. Law enforcement, the FBI, others who pay attention to these types of things are on hyper, they're being hyper-vigilant now? I do think that's the case, and I think the Iranian regime would be really, really foolish to try to harm U.S. American citizens on U.S. soil. I think it would be the end of the regime and the end of the country.
Last thing for you before I let you go. It feels to me, and just not feels to me, but doing any research, Democratic and Republican presidents have sidestepped Congress for strikes or military action for decades. Yeah. This doesn't feel like at all a constitutional situation, because it was an airstrike that President Trump enacted, and one that the White House's counsel office and the Justice Department were both involved in and figured out the legality of. So people that are crying about the Constitution don't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, 100% with you, Colin, on this one. There is the War Powers Act, which does require, you know, the president to come to the Congress after 60 days of involvement, right? That's really if you're putting troops in the ground and having real conflict, like, you know. And Colin, here's where I think it was a crime, right? For the 20 years that U.S. servicemen were in Afghanistan and Iraq, right, they were still operating under a thing called the Authorization for Use of Military Force, AUMF, which was passed in 2001, right, after 9/11. We operated with that for 20 years, and I think that's a shame, because it didn't give the American people a voice in really opposing what was going on in Afghanistan, Iraq, if they wanted to. In this instance, to your point correctly, is a limited airstrike, very specific. The president has said, look, I don't have any intention to have boots on the ground anywhere. And so I think people who are hemming and hawing about this, it's unconstitutional, don't know what they're talking about.
Brilliant stuff. Anything else you'd like to add? Do you think it's honestly going to fizzle out from here?
I think that the Iranian regime, the leaders in Iran, are smart enough to see that if they want to remain the leaders in Iran, that they have to let it fizzle, and they have to try to figure out an off-ramp. It behooves everybody, right, to kind of get an off-ramp here. No one wants to see a larger conflict in the Middle East. I think the Iranian regime now is left to decide what they want to do with their nuclear program. I am certain that the Israelis know exactly where, it looked like they were trying to move some of that material, right, that enriched uranium, out of those places. I'm sure the Israelis know exactly where they went. That's the next chapter in this, Colin. Where did that material go? Was it left underground? I doubt it was left underground in those facilities. I'm sure the Iranians are smart enough to kind of get it out of there. But where did they put it? And what are they going to do with it next? That's the question, I think. And that's what everyone's going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm sure if it was 300 feet underground, they're just using it for a science project and for regular power, right?
I don't know. And again, listen, kudos to President Trump for having the guts to do this, right? I mean, numerous other presidents. This is like moving the embassy to Jerusalem, right? There were people for 40 years, they'd say, we're going to move the embassy. And then they said, you can't do it. It's going to be the end of the world. Trump moved the embassy, the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, and nothing happened, right? Nothing, literally. In this instance, same kind of thing. This is a long time coming. Previous administrations have, you know, tried to buy them off. We gave them hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, right? We released things saying, look, please don't do this. We trust that you're not doing it. And without being able to verify it, it was foolish. And so I think whether you like Donald Trump or not, this was a decisive action done to make Americans safer for the next generation, the world safer for the next generation.
David Urban. David, thank you so very much. We'll catch up soon.
Colin, thanks, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Very, very a firm supporter in this action of President Trump.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.